And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
I'm back out with number two. Let's Talk Hookup.
We're having way too much fun.
Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here. And Corey Sandin, our co-host today. Rock God Rick's going to be back next week. And we're having a great time here talking Cedros and La Bocana with Rosie and Jeff from Cedros Sport Fishing and La Bocana Sport Fishing. And boy, are we giving away a great prize.
I know. To one lucky caller at 213-432-1090. The lines are full, but we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Is that awesome fishing?
Go fishing with Booger
right,
or
and,
Matt.
And two tickets to that same winner to the Tuna Wars Captains meeting next Sunday.
Yeah, a week from today.
Which you owe it to yourself to purchase a $30 ticket.
Oh, yeah.
For this crazy raffle and all the custom, you know, Bill Batson coming with his group and all bringing custom rods.
Oh, yeah.
And, just,
and if you're a Wicked Tuna fan, just meeting Dave and Paul and hanging out with those guys.
They
it's
are
a lot of fun.
Coolest guys.
You guys have been there. It's a fun event.
Don't miss it.
Yeah, it's a really fun 3 hours.
For $30.
And all the food and everything. Buy it right online at rallokids.org. Buy the tickets and come on down. It's next Sunday, 4 to 7 p.m. at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, right there next to Fastlane Kayaks. Actually going to be among Fastlane Kayaks and
Dana, right there.
It's a lot of fun for sure. Well, let's head to Alaska, north to Alaska right now. Tommy P just came back from our Let's Talk Hookup Kingfisher Charters trip. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Good morning, all. How's everyone doing?
Great. And this is your first time, and I got to tell you a funny story, Rosie. Tommy P goes, you know, can I go on the Sago Sport Fishing trip this year? And I go, well, Tommy, I'm going this year, so I got another trip for you. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska.
So, and he's like, okay.
He's like, well, I'd rather go on Cedros.
But if I have to.
But anyway, Tommy, how was it?
Well, you had told me, Pete, years ago, you said, this Kingfisher Charter trip is unbelievable. Well, let me tell you something. It is unbelievable. I mean, we had limits every day. Of course, you fish for 3 days. We had limits to link cod, king salmon, and halibut every day. I mean, it was, and I guess I just got lucky in the weather because the weather was stunning.
Yeah, you hardly had any rain, you said.
Well, we did, you know, you know, Alaska, it can be sunny and then, you know, it can be raining, but the rain that we had, just a little light mist. I mean, nothing at all to inhibit anything. Beautiful temperature, you know, during the day in the 60s, even approaching the 70s.
Wow.
But, it was just, you know, you get a little bit of wind dies down, but, conditions couldn't have been better. And of course that lodge, Pete. You don't go hungry there, buddy. I mean, it was wonderful. It was just a fantastic trip.
Tell us about some of the meals. I mean, you were describing some of the meals and the seafood that they were serving.
Well, they of course bring up the hors d'oeuvres to our floor, because there was seven of us that had the whole upstairs, which was four bedrooms, four complete baths. But at like 5 o'clock, they'd come up. Let's see, the first night was Dungeness crab spread or whatever, warmed up. The second night we had seared scallops in like a white cream sauce. The third night they did the black cod tips.
Yeah.
To Sable die for, like yeah. in a miso sauce.
So, and I this mean, was that, just the appetizers?
That was just the appetizers.
Wow.
I mean, we had surf and turf one night, which was Dungeness crab. and filet mignons.
Oh my
and of course,
God! All
dessert.
This food talk.
Duh, but geez. It's yeah. I mean, and, it's such.
Yeah.
It's such
and the
a
accommodations
seamless,
are amazing.
Yeah, it's such a seamless, perfect operation. And the fishing, was really good. I mean, everything. You know, you just like Ron Lane says, show up and blow up. I mean, they have everything for you on the boat. Conditions get a little bit, if it's a little rain, the captain pulls out a rain gear. Of course, they have all the boots for you. They have the slickers. They have everything. I mean,
and the rods and the reels, the whole thing. And then when you came home, Tommy, you told me you had to go freezer shopping yesterday because you brought so much fish home, right?
Oh, wow.
Well, I brought home 2 boxes of fish, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I need to put this place. And then the fish can stay the way that they do it, of course. And I'm going to do a video that I'm going to put on. And I did a real short video of the fish processing and the packaging that they do there. It's a mini fish processing plant.
Yeah.
Professionally done, 5 mil bags, etc. So that box would last from anywhere from 24 to, I think they said, 32 hours, something like that. So I'm trying to find a chest freezer, and you just can't get them.
Oh,
so I ended up taking the fish up one of my restaurants I know in Stona Beach, and he's got it in his freezer until I get one. So,
oh, okay.
But many, many thanks, Pete. I mean, I have to tell you, when you say Kingfisher Lodge is quite the place to go, it is indeed. Trust me, I've been there, and God, would I do it again? Yes. But I also have to tell you too.
Yeah.
I also have to tell you too that I got a 44.6 pound yellowtail at St. Rose a couple of years ago too.
Did.
Remember that?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Anyway. That's a good. It's so, but Kingfisher Charters. I'm telling you, if you want to go next year, they're sold out for this year. If you want to go next year, 2022, we do have our Let's Talk Hookup trip. It's on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page. It's almost already sold out.
I was going to say
because people rebook.
I imagine most people from this trip are already rebooking for next year.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew two people that were, or two people in our group, and our group was, I mean, our that stayed on our floor was 7, and two of the people rebooked, before they left the lodge for next year.
No, yeah, so if you want to go, don't wait. Don't think about it. Call Kingfisher Charters. There's a link right on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. Just click on the Kingfisher Charters banner or just go to kingfishercharters.com and book your trip if you want to go to the best ocean fishing experience in Alaska, period.
All whales. Inclusive. I forgot to tell you about the whales. Of course, they're everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
There's a whale. There's another one.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Lots of humpbacks. Yeah.
There. Anyway, thanks, guys.
Great experience and great scenery, great food, great fishing. The best Kingfisher Charters. Tommy, I'm glad you had such a great time.
Thank you again.
All right,
guys.
Talk to you soon. Take care. We look forward to that video that he's going to put up on the YouTube channel.
So cool,
channel,
right?
So
you know what? Right. His voice, Pete, almost sounded like John Ireland's. Like he was so relaxed from that trip.
Yeah.
I can just hear his voice.
He's having a good time.
I know.
Yeah. Well, phones are packed, Corey. Let's go ahead and jump into it. Don from Temecula. Hi, Don.
Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
So, I heard you talking about La Bacana. I would like to just check that trip out. If I brought my wife and my older daughter, is there stuff for them to do, like, while I'm out fishing?
Yes, but also remember, is like, maybe if they're not, like, ocean fishing-going kind of gals, remember, a great way to get them started on loving fishing and fishing with you is that estuary, because it's pretty nice back there, and they can fish back there.
Flat, calm, regardless
calm.
Of any kind of wind conditions or anything.
Exactly. So that's really nice. And then remember, I mean, if they like going to the beach, my gosh, the beach is right there.
Miles of private beach.
Exactly. So,
bring
a good book.
Do they have, like, ATVs or something?
You know, there's
no TVs you could ride
ATVs.
Oh, ATVs.
ATVs. That's something that we could probably check in with our host down there and see if there's that opportunity. The times that we've
That'd
been down
be
there
in
our
cool.
groups. Yeah. We haven't had that request, but that doesn't mean we can't make it happen.
That's right.
All right.
Very good. It just sounds like such a great experience, that La Bocana. And again, we had a text on our Let's Talk Kebab asking the best time of the year to go, and that is in the fall, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, when,
so
which
the
is
weather,
why
the weather
you,
window, why we have our September and October
trips. That's the timing.
Great time to go.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Weather's
still
flat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Weather's still nice.
And that's the thing, is if the wind comes up a little bit in the afternoon, you just go fish the estuary.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
We had that happen once.
Yeah.
And everybody just turned around, and we all lined up and took our shot right down the center of that estuary. And
guess what? It's flat as a bay.
It is.
Exactly.
And, 21 so, plus species of fish. I mean,
loaded with fish,
yeah.
Huh?
I mean,
yeah,
it
can't go wrong.
We
and,
had a...
And it's a huge estuary bay. It's almost like... not as big as San Quintin, but it's huge. I mean, it literally where you fly, where you drop in with the airplane on the north end of Abrejos is like a salt flat. So it's
exactly,
and that salt flat is connected to the estuary. So the entire drive, probably, I'm going to guess
10 miles.
I was going to say 6 minutes, but it's probably
10 miles.
Maybe four to 6 minutes. You're driving along La Bocana Estuary.
And you don't even realize it sometimes unless there's a break in the...
Yes.
Yeah.
But you can see the mangrove and you can see the stuff off to the side.
You know, something just to touch on what you just mentioned, because when I first heard a dirt runway in Mexico...
It sounds scary, right?
It sounded like I was going to land on a washboard, one of those off the beaten path, like, are we going to be able to make it without the wheels falling off?
It is a perfect runway of a salt flat.
Yeah.
That thing is
smoother
than a table of glass.
Yeah.
And when I got out of the plane, I kind of tried to dig my heel into the sand and dirt.
Hard as cement.
Oh, my God. It's absolutely perfectly smooth.
It's salted cement.
Yeah.
And those Cessna Caravans are the most safe, easy flying airplanes that can land virtually
anywhere. They're the
workhorse
of the smaller aircraft. Yeah. You're going to see these, not only us down in Mexico, but you're going to see these in Alaska and Montana and Africa and the bush and the jungles and stuff like that. These things are just reliable.
And ASG's just got a brand new one.
Like, new car smell, new plane smell.
Wow, and that's the one you guys fly.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow,
so
both
really
the Sagos
nice.
And La Bocana.
Yeah, we'll have that. Yeah,
that's so cool. Yeah. Funny story, landing on weird runways. Many, many years ago, a guy invited me to go fish Santa Cruz Island from the surf. He was, really trying to develop this surf fishing thing, and it never happened. So we flew over there on a Cessna Caravan and landed on a grass runway. Well, they didn't mow the grass.
Oh, no.
Right? Okay. And here we're landing in what looked like just like this tall field of grass, and it's like, is this really going to happen? And literally, we're mowing the lawn as we're going down the thing. So, I mean, that's how flexible these things are. They can land almost anywhere.
They're amazing.
So to have an actual dirt runway that's actually got that going for us. And I have a good idea why that surf fishing thing didn't pan out. It's because Bill Varney wasn't involved.
Yeah, Bill. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was just a little bit. Yeah, it was fun. It was a good experience. It was a cool experience. But anyway, speaking of good experience, let's find out what our fishhook.com reporter has.
Right. It's sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fishman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch now with Fish Pros and Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked jerked fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese. Oh, my gosh, a smoked gouda.
And they have that special.
Still going.
For $6 for $30. Yeah.
That's an awesome deal. And their famous tuna burgers and amazing poke kit also. They are now open at their Old Town location on Taylor Street. Call or order details online at fishermansprocessing.com.
Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. What's up, Dave?
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, Jeff, Rosie. Hey, first of all, we need to say a shout-out to the godfather of the sport fishing industry. It's Happy Father's Day, Don Hansen. Happy Father's Day, Pops.
Yeah, Happy Father's Day, Don.
Yes.
Did you call your dad yet?
I have just woke up, Pete.
Wait a second. It's an hour later in Cabo. Hey. You must have been out late last night.
There's nothing better than Pete calling out Mr. Dave.
Yeah, man. Getting up at 9 o'clock in the morning. Come on, Dave.
And we don't get up early down here, let's be perfectly honest.
Oh, yeah, Dave gets up at the crack of noon.
Yeah, I'm way into that now. Those days of getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning are long gone.
Yes, thank God, yes.
Absolutely. So thanks, though. Thank you for that, Pete.
Yeah,
that
of
really,
course.
And I don't even know what to say. Okay,
Wait a minute.
Dave Anna's a loss for words?
No.
Mark the calendar.
All right, here we go. So, Channel Islands, very, very good fishing. The weather was epic this week up there. I mean, I was seeing pictures from Belchers Bay out there and between the gap between Santa Cruz and Santa Rosa and the web. It was as flat as probably the estuary at La Bencana. It was super flat. They were catching lots of halibut, very good sea bass fishing, lots of barracuda on the edges of the kelp at the Channel Islands. That stuff's up there. It's biting, and there's everything. And then the calico bass fishing is just insane right now with the bitching weather and the warmer water. And so everything you want is at the Channel Islands right now. You slide down the coast. I heard Brian talking about what the Fury's been doing over at Clemente and the Lexi's been doing over there. There's yellowtail all over San Clemente Island. It's just about conditions and finding the right conditions to get them to bite. Calico bass fishing, like Benny Florentino said yesterday, the calico bass fishing at Clemente right now is absolutely insane. Jimmy Decker told me it's really, really, really good. I wouldn't say it's the best he's ever seen, but he said it's really, really good over there at Clemente right now. The kelp has come back tremendous on the backside of the island. There's kelp everywhere, and it's all holding that 5-pound calico all over the backside of the island.
Man,
jump up on the coast.
You got me on that one, though, Dave. Dave, the kelp and San Clemente Island.
Oh, boy.
We've got actually an islander kayak charter.
Not this week, the week after.
There's still two spots?
Yeah, there are two spots available, and I got it up on our website. So if you want to book those, one of those two spots or both those spots, letstalkhookup.com, on the shop page, you can book those spots for that islander kayak trip on June 29th.
Because, Dave, you know when Benny Florentino and Jim Decker are telling you it's legit, it's a double thumbs up.
Serious legit.
Absolutely. They got nothing to lie about. There's no reason for them to lie. And I can't even imagine what it would be like to be sliding in and out of those kelp stringers with a kayak.
Oh, jeez. It's unbelievable. Corey's going to experience it.
Hey, we're going to let you know.
Yeah. we're both going on that trip.
Oh, wow. Nice. That'll be so fun. Well, wow. And then also, that anchovy on the coast, the landings that have the anchovies, like Brian was telling you, they caught all those calicos yesterday. One day, 1,300 calicos. I mean, it's insane when you have anchovies to sprinkle up on the water. Those calicos just come up all over the place on the edges of the kelp, and the kelp's growing back all over the place. So I know down in La Jolla and Point Loma, there's plenty of kelp down there again.
Oh, yeah.
So all I can tell you is you just got to get out and go fishing because everything's biting. And then what's going on below the border, my God. Limited-style bluefin fishing for the last couple of days down there, just insane. They had 900 bluefin in the count the other day. That's
crazy.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah. And I bet virtually nobody out there, too, yesterday.
Right,
flat, calm weather, and yeah.
Nobody went on their private boat. There wasn't one partner out there.
Not one. I went by the Shelter Island Laundry Shop yesterday, and I didn't see his parking space. So. yeah, for sure. Well, of course, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys have been keeping you on that, and they've been doing a great job. And $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Dave, how do we find you for the best? I'm telling people about your videos all the time. So if you want to learn
to
fish, it's your saltwater guide. That's the guy.
Thank you very, very much, Pete. Gang, I have over 400 how-to videos at yoursaltwaterguide.com so that you do not have to follow the sport boats anymore unless you like watching. You can go to my website, learn how to fish, get all the spots, and then go out there and actually execute. Go to yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I will talk to you guys next Sunday.
That's all.
All right, Dave.
All good stuff.
Go back to bed now.
Thanks. Yeah, right?
Happy Father's Day, Dave.
Happy Father's Day,
Happy Father's Day.
Dave.
And love the reports, Dave. Yep. Always full of energy, man.
You bet. All right. Appreciate that. All right.
Limits of energy, we'll say.
Limits of energy.
Hey, it's sponsored by Anza Knives. Handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and the custom Bluefin and Yellowfin, all from Anza Knives. Made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com. For more details and get the Fish Pro Series at Fisherman's Processing, their new location in Old Town.
There you go. Yeah, for sure. Hey, and let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones, Corey. They're
let's
packed
do it.
Up.
Daniel, it's your turn from Rancho Cucamonga.
Good morning, guys. Happy Father's Day to everyone.
Yeah, happy Father's Day, Daniel.
I have a question for Rosie. Rosie, can we do any fly fishing down at La Bucana?
Oh, boy. At La Bucana?
Oh, boy. Yes. Yes, and yes. Yeah. You know, you can actually do it at both locations. And I think, Jeff, did you? Mm-hmm. Did you guys? Go ahead. In the estuary area.
Yeah. There's. Imagine if you're facing the water in the estuary right outside the bungalows, and it's just a very gentle sloping sand beach. There's nothing on it. It's just sand. And so unless you've got a 100-foot back cast on your fly rod, you're not going to hit anything. So it's all wide open in front of you. There's no structure fishing right in front of the lodges except for the occasional ponga that's parked there for the co-ops. You just make your way around. But when you're on the boat and you're fishing out in the estuary,
what a dream, really.
Yeah.
There's so many fish in that estuary.
If you're learning how to fish and fly fish, that estuary is the place.
A dream, really, it's loaded with spotted bay bass. And I'm not talking like 8 inches in the back of San Diego Bay. I'm talking like 12 to 15 inches. Like
spotties?
Every single cast.
Yeah. Oh, every cast.
Every cast. And it's so you mix in the 2 to 5 pound broomtail grouper, maybe up to 7 pounds. I mean, that's what I can remember.
Yep.
The short fin corvina, like up to 8 pounds, but most of them are in that like 4 to 6 pound. Nine. All the halibut and the chance at a bonefish or a snook on a fly rod. Hello.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I would, without hesitation. Yes.
So the answer is yes. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot. Daniel. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Here's a text question for Rosie. Are there grouper at Cedros? Do any skippers target them? And that's from Rich in Long Beach.
Yeah, absolutely. There are grouper down there. And, you know, basically what you do every day when you get on the ponga, you're going to tell your guide, hey, this is what I want to fish for today. You know, maybe you want to go get your yellowtail in the morning and then go and try to maybe get some white sea bass or a grouper in the afternoon. So, yeah, there are grouper down there. There's white sea bass down there. There's broomtails, you know, and absolutely they are open to you.
Okay.
So, yeah, you just need to let your ponga captain know it's your fishing trip, what you'd like to fish for that day.
That region has so many high spots that come out like miles offshore.
Yes.
And it's full of high spots, like rock piles, if you can imagine.
Yeah.
And it's home guard, grouper style. Like,
absolutely.
Like and big gear. If you went just for the grouper fishing, you'd have the time of your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, look at Jeff from Cedros Kayak. He caught a world record grouper on a kayak.
Yeah. That's
that thing's massive.
Massive.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a big boy.
Imagine.
But that was a Cedros. But the La Bacana thing, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's cool. Either place.
Yeah. Either place. They
absolutely.
Both. And are they all broomtails, Corey?
No, I think there's the other grouper, too. Rosie had pictures of
the Gulf grouper.
Gulf grouper.
Yeah. But good ones.
Yeah. Nice ones, absolutely.
And the cool thing is they have a limit on the boat. They protect them very, very carefully down at La Bacana.
Absolutely,
right?
They do. I believe it's one a day per boat. So, remember, you can catch and release everything that you want.
But put it on the minimal end, right? You
catch
two 40-pound grouper. I mean, one day, one the next
day. Right.
Wow.
Bringing home 70 pounds of grouper.
Yeah, those fish yield very well. And make sure you get the collar, too, because the collar's got so much.
No. You can bring a collar home to me.
Oh, yeah.
Either that or ask David to cook it up fresh for you right there, which is really nice. Good. I know they did yellowtail collars at Cedros the other day.
Yellowtail collars. Hey, here's another text question. My name is Charisse. I've been fishing for years in San Quintin and absolutely love it. How does the fishing at La Bocana compare to San Quintin? And Corey probably be the best to answer
Corey, that.
Because you fished both.
I have. San Quintin is more of a northern, like, you know, a lot
it's
of
like
cattle.
Here, right?
It is. It's more like here, and it's colder water at times.
Yeah.
You know, the water ranges, 58 to 68. Uh-huh. That's kind of the water temps. But the Abriojos area is like 10 degrees warmer.
Warmer.
Yeah,
okay,
at minimal 10 degrees.
And you're not going to see grouper at San Quintin.
They do, actually.
Oh, they do.
So that's a phenomenon that's happened in the whole El Nino the last 5 to 6 years, Pete, is there's actually a small area of the small broomtails in San Quintin Bay, like La Bacana. But La Bacana, it's a mainstay.
Yeah.
And San Quintin, it's probably just a short phase here, but they're catching the 2 to 5 pound broomtails in the bay.
Yeah. Nice.
So very different, though, because of the water temperature.
It's way different.
It's a totally different.
Yeah. San Quintin is like our fishery here.
Yeah.
And La Bacana is a lot more tropical, the mangroves.
Yeah.
And that's the most northern boundary of the mangroves in the bay.
Yeah.
That's it. They don't go any further north than that.
Yeah. Wow.
Cool. It's awesome. Hey, lots of awesome stuff coming back when we return on Southern California Sport Fishing Boys. More with Rosie and Jeff from Cedros and La Bacana. And when we return on Let's Talk About Bat in the Mightier 1090.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Baja has long been a favorite of many anglers for its wild feel, beautiful vistas, great people, and fantastic fishing. This is Katie with Cedros Island Fishing Charters. Cedros Island is one of those destination spots that has a reputation all its own. Cedros Island Fishing Charters will have you fishing all our favorite remote locations for your personal best yellowtail and calico bass. Our spacious pongas are all fully equipped with lots of bait capacity along with large fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Or jump in one of our fully equipped Hobie Mirage Outback kayaks. Our captains are knowledgeable local fishermen who take pride in giving you a more personal island experience. Enjoy our single room accommodations and spacious compound while our staff processes your catch and keeps you well fed with authentic cuisine and fresh pizzas from the wood-fired pizza oven. Check out our website cedrosislandfishingcharters.com and all our social media for daily updates from the island during the season. Pick your dates on our online reservation system and come join us for a great time on Cedros Island or give me a call 760-913-9035.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Kalsar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Kalsar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Kalsar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090. And Pete, I'd like to give a shout out to a friend of yours, or a friend of the show anyway, and that's Cutwater Spirits.
Oh, yeah.
I did a little grilling this week.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't think of a better thing for Father's Day. Went to the local convenience store, and they had Cutwater Spirits.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
And I got some of the Mai Tai, and oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you, so darn delicious.
Yeah.
So. Hey, Father's Day.
Yeah.
You can go to your local convenience store right there.
Get a 4-pack of Cutwater and various. You can, you know, the thing about Cutwater is you can get everybody happy
yes.
with their favorite cocktail.
Yeah.
You can get five 4-packs of different types of cocktails. It's like, what do you want? You want a Mai Tai?
I like Paloma.
Oh, the Paloma.
Yes.
My favorite is the vodka and grapefruit soda.
Oh.
Love that.
Whoa.
It's super refreshing. I mean, it's really nice. Okay. And zero calories. It's and then, of course, the Mai Tai. I mean,
it was delicious.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of a better thing for Father's Day.
Yeah,
and
it's
grilling,
a great idea.
And doing that kind
grilling,
of thing. Yeah.
Go to your local market, the liquor store, and get some Cutwater Spirits.
The local convenience store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You'll owe it to yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that's a good call, Corey. I like that.
And then check Costco once in a while because.
They had it there?
Well, they have the tiki. I call it Tiki Monkey.
Okay.
It's like a liqueur with got chocolate and banana
Ooh.
And coffee.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like Mother's Day.
Yeah. It is. And just over an ice ball. Good to go.
Ooh.
Delicious.
Sam. Cutwater Spirits. Great supporters of fishing. Great supporters of Let's Talk Hookup. And super good people.
Good guys.
I had to throw it in there.
Good guys.
Yeah, no, I like it, Corey. It's great. Hey, a great text from Jeff from Santee. And he says, happy Father's Day, first of all. How many rods are you going to take on the plane for Cedros or La Volcana on the trip? How many are allowed?
You know, you don't need a lot.
Yeah.
You really don't. I mean, I take 4. I have 2 jig sticks, as I keep 2 jig sticks ready at all times.
Wow.
I've got something a little bit heavier for slow trolling, maybe a mackerel or going for some bigger grouper if I have the opportunity, and then a little bait stick for my calico. So 4 is really all you need. And I'm going to say that probably for both places.
Yeah.
That's all you really need.
Oh, plus a fly rod.
Oh,
plus
okay.
a fly rod.
Are you limited to how many rods you can take?
You know, I'm going to say yes on this one, just because we want everybody to have the opportunity to get down there, and we put the rods now inside the aircraft, mm-hmm. sitting with you. So 4-5 rods. That's all you
all
need.
You need.
You really just don't need any more. I've got a gentleman going down on Monday. This guy comes down with 2-3 rods. And one duffel bag, and I'm not talking a big duffel bag, a small duffel bag with his clothes and a couple little carriers for his jig sticks and hooks and stuff, or his jigs. And, you know, he takes maybe 20 pounds down there, and he brings back a lot of fish.
And he gets to bring back more fish because he's bringing less stuff.
Less stuff
that's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
And an important thing to remember, too, there's tackle available on the island.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah.
Right. Tackle's right there,
and
they have all the right stuff.
I mean,
they
from jigs
right
to
stuff.
Plastics
yes.
and line,
to
anything
space,
you need.
Little, you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
The hard baits.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like, you remember, it's like also you're fishing on pongas down there. If you happen to get a jig stick caught in something, you know, that Ponca captain's going to back up or turn, you know, you're going to get that bat.
More than likely,
you're going to get that bat.
Yeah.
You're not going to
just take a lot of MC
stuff.
Swim baits, right?
Well, I do.
Yeah, but they also have those down at the island, too.
Absolutely, they
do. So if you need them.
That's
okay.
Cool.
The Viejo is my favorite.
Yeah, it is.
So
it
speaking
really
of which, while we have Corey here, let's ask him, what's Corey taking down? First of all, Corey's concentrating on calico bass, right?
Yes,
what is Corey
his
taking
passion.
Down?
I'm
going
to tell you what I'm going to take, and that's going to be strictly weedless.
Yeah.
Weedless. You're not even taking any Viejos.
Strictly a 9-0 trocar, 10-0 trocar with the 7-inch weedless and maybe some 8-inch slugs. That's it.
Really?
Period. End of the story. Done.
Really?
Yeah. So, but there's guys that
and how many rods?
I brought 4 rods.
4.
You know, I bring 3 in the boat, and that's it. I bring 1 weedless rod, 1 slug rod, and a backup weedless rod.
Okay.
Seriously. Period. End of the story. It's simple.
Okay.
But there's guys like Jeff here that like the 5-inch Christmas tree or watermelon,
they
as
work.
You call it. And you could be in 90 feet of water and go down 30 feet. And the fish are eating it on the sink.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep.
So there's that style, too, and you're going to catch a ton of fish. I mean, if you caught 100 fish that way and I only caught 10 or 12 on the weedless through the kelp, I think I would lean toward the kelp, right? And so it's kind of – I might be, you know, giving up a little bit, Pete, as far as –
Giving up
a number of fish, but I'm getting the bites I want to get.
Yeah.
You know?
And what are the bites? The visual bites.
The visual, the reactionary.
Is it size?
You're watching it all, and it could be size too.
Yeah.
That's the thing, you know.
Okay.
A larger average if you're
9-inch bait is a big bait.
Well, it's 7 or 9-inch, and you're talking, God, the average of fish that we had fishing with Jeff was probably 4 to 5 pounds.
Wow.
You know? And that's up tight to the. Through the kelp.
Absolutely.
And the incidental yellow, too. I mean, that's, I'll just say that's a pain in the rear.
And you see
that 40-pound yellow?
Yeah. You see those. We were fishing.
You watch it happen.
Yes, you watch it happen.
Yeah.
Like 5 feet under the pond.
Yes.
You'll see a yellowtail come through, and it's like, oh my gosh. That is it. Please don't bite. Please don't bite.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they will take it and run.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you got me so fired up.
Oh, yeah. We're all fired up here. Both La Bocana and Cedros, what amazing destinations.
Yeah, and the fly fish, I can't imagine just talking to Daniel from Rancho Cucamonga about the fly fishing down at La Bocana. That really has me fired up.
Yeah.
Because that's a good
Absolutely.
Way to do it.
It is.
Know?
Yeah.
It
well, let's let him jump back on those jam-packed
I know.
Phones.
See if Brandon's fired up. Brandon from San Pedro. Is it San Pedro, Pete?
Is it?
I don't know. San Pedro?
It's hey, guys. Good morning.
That's how you do it. Okay. Hey, good morning, Brandon. Welcome to the show.
Hey, happy Father's Day to you guys. Quick question. I know I think it's just been answered, but I was curious about the gear down there, if it's provided. It seems like you guys are bringing your own stuff down there. Do you recommend bringing some, or is it all provided? Because it seems like there's such a large variety of fish down there. So I was just curious of what's provided and what's not.
Well, I really like my stuff. That's why I bought it. So, you know, you have the opportunity to not only bring your own rod and reel setups, and I would definitely recommend it because you're familiar with yours. You bought them because you like them. You've fished them before. You fish them well. But if you have your stuff, I would say definitely bring it. For someone who may not have some of the gear, we do have some rod and reel setups down there for people to loan on out. And as far as tackle, you know, I would say bring your own. It is just the best because you can go to the tackle shops and touchy-feely and see what you like and listen to what Corey just recommended. Not going to go wrong with any of those recommendations. So if you have your own gear, I would say bring your own gear.
Bring it because it doesn't cost any more to bring it. You don't have to worry about charging a rod tube like on now, this is a charter plane.
This is
it's your plane.
Correct.
And it's not you're not
TSAing
it. You're not doing any of that stuff.
Exactly.
This is a private charter that you're going on to both La Bocana and Cedros.
Correct.
So you don't. The only thing you just have to limit your weight.
Yeah, just limit your weight so you can bring back fish.
Fish. Now, question on weight. What if you don't want to bring too many clothes? Will they do your laundry?
Absolutely.
At Cedros and La Bocana.
At Cedros and La Bocana. Now, yes,
they will do your laundry. So you bring a couple pairs of clothes, and then you come in, and they'll do your
fresh laundry
every day.
Have it ready for you. Well, if you put it in the bag in the morning on the end of your bed, and by the afternoon it's all folded nicely back.
So you don't need to bring that many clothes.
You don't.
You don't need to dress up.
You don't.
Yeah.
Who are you dressing up for? The calicos?
Yeah.
The yellowtails?
Yeah.
You know, be comfortable. You don't need a pair of, you know, extra tough deck boots that go to your knees.
No.
You know, I know Jeff likes to wear the short deck boots. I fish in flip-flops or barefoot or
barefoot.
Socks.
Yeah.
You know, and just like, you know, any extra weight that you can think I don't need. You don't.
Yeah.
I'm in flip-flops the whole time, seriously.
Yeah.
Flip-flops, and then I've got a pair of water shoes.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right.
So.
Very good.
Hey,
Brandon, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about John? John calling from San Diego. Thanks for joining us this morning, John. Happy Father's Day.
Good morning. Got a couple questions for you. How deep are the grouper, and how much weight do you got to bring for that? And can you buy those tickets for the Friends of Rollo thing at the door?
Yes, generally speaking, as long as it's not sold out. But yes, you can buy, they will be available at the door.
But Mike Lom would just sure like to know.
Yeah, because we have to order the food and everything like that. We have to, but I'm not going to say 100% you can get them at the door because it may be sold out.
I want to see your face when John shows up and it's sold out.
Yeah. So
purchase it in advance.
Just go to RolloKids.org and purchase the tickets, $30 a piece, and they'll have your name at the door there. That's
and
the best thing to
dude,
do.
Dude, to meet those captains and silent auction and live auction.
And the food and the camaraderie. It's fun.
Yeah. The whole industry.
As far as the grouper, my favorite way of doing it is we trolled the Rapala, the Mag 30, and we trolled right over the top of the reef, and they just come out and...
Really?
Oh, it's...
Button-down drag?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What pound test?
100-pound Spectra with 80 to 100-pound... monoliter.
Whew.
Wow.
Because sometimes
right?
Sometimes you get those big guys that just come up and you know, you're trolling, that you hit the high spot and they come up, eat it, and turn right back around, and it's a war between getting them, you know, to turn before they get back in the reef.
Can you fish them with bait, like dropper loop or anything? Or you can't? You just
can't
stop them?
You can, but I'm thinking that at that point you're fishing really close to the sharpie, rocky edges.
You haven't got much chance.
Yeah, I've talked to some guys that have done that, and they said that they went all the way up to 150-pound test.
They couldn't get it done.
Couldn't turn them out and get them out and break them.
Holy smokes.
So, I'd rather have a chance with a boat helping me pull.
Yeah, good idea.
That's super heavy gear.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the calls this morning. Good questions. Here's another text question through our Let's Talk Hook app. Is the wind situation at La Bocana Estuary the same as San Diego Bay, calm in the morning and breezy in the afternoon? And what depth do you fish in the estuary? Couple good questions.
Couple great questions. Yes, the breeze comes up just like anywhere on the coastline in the afternoon, and then it dies down right around sunset. The estuary width, the widest point, might be 3/8 of a mile. Maybe a half.
I was going to guess that, too.
How deep is it?
Where we fish, it's 12, 13 feet.
Oh, okay, so it's...
You can drive right up, you know, I mean, right at the mangroves area. We're right
but
at the
there's
base
a lot
of
flats, like a lot of, like, 4 to 8 feet of water.
Yes.
Like a lot of that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of channels and fingers that go up. So it's not... When you say 3/8 of a mile wide, it's actually... There's so many little channels and fingers going up in there that it's just... It's an endless opportunity of, like, fresh water, new water to keep fishing.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's windy a little bit. You know, I mean, it's not like a straight shot. You look from one end of the bay to the other. You can't.
So if you have any kind of wind, if it was blowing 15 on the ocean, it would actually be totally fishable in the estuary because of all those fingers and narrow channels.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Another text question. Can we bring back more than 20 pounds of fish from La Bocana? That's from Randy in Costa Mesa.
Absolutely, Randy in Costa Mesa, you can. The 20 pounds is what Cedros Sport Fishing, La Bocana Sport Fishing, has paid for you to have processed. If you want to have more fish processed, I'll have to go back and double check. I think
it was $1 per kilo.
Yeah.
$1 a kilo?
What? Yeah.
Wow.
Like less than 50 cents a pound.
Yeah. Wow. And then you can pay to have more processed to take back. Once again, the plane is just like Cedros, 72 pounds coming back. Or actually going down. Just remember, but that includes your tackle and your gear. That's why we tell you not take a lot.
Does that include the rods or no?
Does not include the rods.
Okay.
Does not include the rods.
So it's like if you just limit your tackle or give it away when you're down there and you can bring more fish back.
Absolutely.
So 72 pounds is a lot of pounds.
Yeah, or what you can do is what we have a bunch of customers do. They go down on 2 to 3 trips a year. And on their first trip, they leave all of their gear and tackle down there and take back all the fish. And the next time they go at Cedros.
Wow.
And they just,
You're talking my speed right there.
Yeah, and you have the accommodations to be able to do that.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Wow. Well, you might have to expand now that she put that out there.
Yeah. You might have to get a bigger storage unit.
Exactly.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of guys that visit you and are trying to figure out how to get in on that one.
A lot of regulars.
Yes.
Let's go jump back on the phones.
Let's do it. How about Mark? Mark Holm from Santee. Thank you for joining us this morning, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing awesome. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you, too. I got a question for Rosie and Jeff. Which would you prefer, Cedros or La Bocana?
Yes.
Yes.
You got to look at what you want your fishing trip to be. I mean, because it is two different types of fishing. You know, Cedros, yellowtail, and calico are our bread and butter all day, every day. You go down to La Bocana, and you've got the grouper. That's their bread and butter. You have the estuary that you don't have at Cedros.
And a lot of yellows at La Bocana.
A lot of yellows
and the calico fishing.
Yeah. So it's two totally different trips. So you can do both trips in 1 year and get two different fishing experiences.
And then report back to us.
And report back.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Why not? Let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, Kurt in Mo Valley has a good question. Do you have accommodations for singles? He's a single guy, wants to come down to La Bocana or Cedros. Can you take care of singles?
Absolutely. We do it all the time, every time.
Yeah.
You know, we've got lots of single guys on both trips. And, you know, I'm going to go back to when Jeff went on a long-range trip. I think he took our son on his first long-range trip. And it was, you know, the family trip. And, you know, Jeff didn't know anyone on the boat. But Jeff met his best fishing partner that day on the boat, and they have been fishing ever since.
Really?
So, you know, you get a lot of these single guys that come out, and you guys, you know, remember when you're out fishing, you guys are all like-minded. You're there because you're a love for fishing.
Right.
And you might just meet your new BFF while you're out there. And yes, you know what, it's two per room, so, you know, you might be, you know, for the first time, you know, sharing a bunk with a room with someone that you may not know, but by the end of the trip, that person may be your best friend.
Wow. That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it does. All right. So, if you're single and you want to go, just call Rosie.
Just call.
She's a matchmaker.
I am. Matchmaker. Yeah. Make me a match.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
Let's do it. How about Kevin? Kevin Cohn from Pacific Beach. Good morning, Kevin. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Papa Cito Day to everybody.
Yes.
I just want your experience when about 6 years ago we went down. We had the trailer boat suddenly because Tony Reyes canceled our trip in late June, and we did go to Abriojos and La Bocana, and I did get my grouper, and I got it on the same jig that you're reflecting on, the 30, and it was just an epic experience for anybody that wants to go there. The people are amazing down there. The people in the co-op, it's like a community.
Yes.
It's different than anywhere else in Mexico. We had the head diver of the abalone co-op, diver that processes the abalone and brings them in. He was done by like 8:30 in the morning. They only dive for 2 hours. And he captained our boat and took me out to troll along those ridges that you guys are talking about. And it's just
those are the same captains.
Yes.
Those are actually the same captains that are running the operation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's cool. What a great experience. Oh, there's a testament right there.
Yeah.
And how much easier would it be to hop on a plane at the CBX in Tijuana and be there in 2.5 hours?
Yeah, instead of a 15-hour drive.
16.
Plus. Oh, I can tell you every mile of that.
Thanks a lot for the call.
From San Quintin to Catavina to, all right. Hey, we're going to be right back. It's Let's Talk a Cup app
and a Mightier 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target. The expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and we have one lucky winner. It's winning at a full-day trip on the San Diego at a Seaforth and two tickets to next Sunday's Captain's Tuna Wars meeting there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a really good time. Guess who? That's Mark. Mark from Santee.
Actually, it's Brandon from San Pedro. Oh, yeah, you missed it wrong there.
My gosh.
Sorry, Mark.
I read it wrong.
Yeah, Mark Brandon from San Pedro.
Mark can hit me on the head.
Yeah, sorry. He read the thing wrong.
Okay, yeah.
Brandon from San Pedro is the winner. Yeah, sorry, Mark. Next
that's all
time.
Good.
Yeah. Second place.
I pulled the carpet out from underneath.
Pull the carpet out there. Hey, and Rosie and Jeff, such a great time, and two unbelievable destination resorts to go fishing and enjoy. I got to tell you, unbelievable. So how do we get a hold of you, and how do we book one of these trips?
You know what? Just call me. I'm by the phone all the time. Phone number is...
She literally is. Yeah.
I am. 619-772-7570. You can email me at rosie@cedrosportfishing.com. But I'll be honest with you, give me a call. I'd rather talk to you and get all your questions answered.
Yeah, for sure. And, again, that special on the La Bocana is a pretty great deal. 2021 for the Let's Talk Hookup trip number two, September 28th to October the 2nd. 5-day trip, 3 days of fishing, 4 nights lodging for all your airfare, food, fishing, the whole thing for
2021. There you go.
That's a crazy deal.
That's a crazy deal.
Yeah.
We're crazy people.
Yeah,
crazy
you
deal.
Want to take advantage of that special. And then there's some openings at Cedros.
We got some openings at Cedros in October, November. And call me, because every once in a while crazy things happen, and I get one or two spots that open up, and you can get on my list for filling those in.
How do we get a hold of you?
Okay, 619-772-7570. Call me.
All right, our website?
CedrosSportFishing.com.
All right. Thanks, Rosie and Jeff. Great job. And thank you all out there. Thanks, Corey, for being in here this week.
So much fun.
Always so great to have you. And thank you out there. Thanks to JP, Madison Phones, and the board out there. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the app. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Tom Green, the SAC spotter plane pilot, and Ken Frankie from SAC. Next Sunday, Paul Ebert from Wicked Tuna will be here. Watch out. Stay tuned. Next week, right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.